Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
The Native Voice One Fall Sports Specials are supported by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. After three rounds of competition at the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, the stage is set for the Wrangler Championship Round, the short go round Saturday night. The winners of round number three look this way. Blood Indian Cowboy from Alberta, Canada, former all-around champion Cam Brewstead split the bareback riding with Kay Del Vecchio. The bucking horses were Pimpin' Style of the B&B Rodeo Company and Montana's Blackfeet Indian Rodeo Herd Crown Black of Kitson Rodeo. They were 79 splitting the round, Brewstead and Del Vecchio in the bareback riding. Cherokee Cowboy Quentin Inman won the third round in steer wrestling with a 4.51 second time. Clint Brewstead, Blood Indian Cowboy from Alberta, Canada, was second. In the very competitive ladies breakaway roping, eight-time qualifier for the INFR, Navajo cowgirl Faith Holian won the round with a 2.69 second time and is headed to the championship round in the ladies breakaway roping. In the classic event saddle bronc riding, Keisha Shane on Fashion Plate of the X-Bar Lazy K-Bar Rodeo Company scored 80 points to win the classic event saddle bronc riding. In the tie-down roping, Steve Brickey, a Cherokee cowboy from Oklahoma, has won two of the three rounds so far and dominated with a 7.84 second time. That man and his horse are fast roping calves. Team roping competition sees Indian Territory's Eric Flory and Stitches Stanley turning in a 5.16 time to claim the round in the team roping. Ladies barrel racing sees Cheyenne River Sioux cowgirl Courtney Frazier topping the time, possibly the fastest time of the week, with a 14.89. In the bull riding competition, Browning, Montana's Blackfoot cowboy Preston Lewis, seeking his fourth Indian world title, was 87 points on a bull of Pistol Creek's called White Elephant. We spoke to the Blood Indian Cowboy from Alberta, Canada, Cam Brewstead, to see what he had to say about his win in the bareback bronc riding tonight.
He's only been ridden three times this year, and he gives like guys a hard time just trying to keep up with him. And he was a little bit of a handful tonight. Like he kept ripping my feet out there, but mm-hmm. I just kept sitting them, resetting them, and I match moved with him pretty good tonight. And strong start out always leads off to a stronger move.
Cherokee Cowboy Steve Brinkley had this comment after winning the tie-down roping.
Yeah, I won round two and come back tonight and got lucky and won round three. Well, I know I had a good calf, and I rode Chad Johnson's horse again, and I can't say enough for him to ride that horse. I won round two on him, and I just got tons of confidence in that horse, and hopefully it turns out the same tomorrow. Just try to go fast. The other night I tried two, and tonight my calf went a little harder left, and I couldn't see him about the second jump there, and I just tried to keep riding and rope the neck, and I knew once it went around the neck, just go fast as I could, and they're all good.
Navajo Indian cowgirl Faith Holian won the round in the breakaway roping. She had this to say.
Well, the calf that I had, my family and I, my mom and my dad, we agreed what I was going to see before I went. And we agreed on something, and then a few girls came and went, and my mom came down and like starts talking to my dad, and so we're kind of panicking, like, how far do I see it? And so they told me, and I just had to trust it and see that start, and it was pretty close. I almost thought I broke out, but it worked out.
These reports from the 41st celebration of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada at the South Point have been supported by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. Long live Indians! Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.